it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And welcome to the gardening show here on Q92 with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery and Greenhouse. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Paul.
Beautiful day.
It's perfect out there. We could use a little rain to get everything perked up a little bit, and the seeds to get going, but that'll happen too.
Yep, that's for sure. A little windy, but we can take the wind a little bit, so.
Yeah, people are sure planting their garden. People are coming in and getting tomato plants and all the other different types of vegetables and stuff and planting flowers. And it's Memorial Day weekend coming up, so we do a lot of planters in this week. People pick up flowers and set it out on the graves. And that's one of the plants that I picked for the plant of the week was okay. The geranium.
Yep.
And geraniums, us older people, and when we were brought up, my mom and dad would always put geraniums out on the grave site. So that's still a tradition with some of the older people, is to buy a geranium or a geranium pot and then set it on the loved ones out in the cemetery.
Oh, okay. Yeah, a lot of, that's for sure, Memorial Weekend, a lot of things you can do, and come over and purchase some stuff from Heather Nursery, right?
You bet. The greenhouses are full, and we sure can help you out. So.
Okay, well, as usual, we're going to open up our phone lines for lawn or garden questions for Dwayne. We already have a number of them that people have called ahead, and we appreciate that. You can give us a call at 320-598-7301. Dwayne, what's our plant of the week?
You must have been talking to Maynard because I just went over that.
Yeah. Well,
the geraniums.
Geraniums, yeah, yeah.
Geraniums.
Okay.
So,
what's
geraniums, the reason it is, and a good reason, or a reason that you put it out as a cemetery, is it's a very hardy flower. It has a round leaf that's kind of hairy. Then you can get the geranium in different colors, from red, dark red, cherry red, pink, purple, all called white. And it's a good hardy plant to be planting.
All right. Well, since I wasn't listening, did you go over the horticulture concern?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Sorry about that.
My brain
went to sleep on me.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, I hear you're telling me that if we're going to be the number one show on your radio station, we're going to have to start playing polka music in the background.
Yeah, before we went in there, I told Dwayne you're the number one show on Q92, the garden show, and Maynard goes, no, that's the polka show.
So we're going to start playing polka on the background. So.
What's our horticulture concern for the week?
A lot of people are working on their lawns, and it's time to put your crabgrass preventer on. Crabgrass is an annual grass, comes up from seeds every year, and it comes up when it's hot, and it's getting hot. So if you haven't put your crabgrass preventer on, I would put that on in the next week or so.
Okay, I went over and bought some Trimac, like you told me to.
Yep.
I just did that this morning. I haven't read the directions yet. How do I apply that? How much water do I put on? Do you know? Or in the? I got a sprayer, a handheld sprayer thing. So.
Yep, what, I know.
Okay.
There's different grades of Trimac. If you buy a farm chemical Trimac, it's stronger than a garden center Trimac, okay? So you got to know which one you have. The one that you purchased, Paul, you put 1 ounce per 1 gallon of water, okay?
1 ounce for 1 gallon of water, okay?
Yep. So if you have a 2 gallon tank, you put 2 ounces in there, pump it up, and if you're walking around your yard, then you can hit the dandelion.
Yeah, you just spray it, and it doesn't kill the grass. It kills the dandelions and the other weeds, huh?
It's called, there's grassy weeds and there's broadleaf weeds, okay? Broadleaf weeds are like clover, dandelions, creeping Charlie, that type of stuff. It only kills broadleaf weeds, okay? A tomato plant, a Trimec, is a broadleaf weed, okay? So don't go spraying your tomato plants or getting close to those. Doesn't kill grass. You can pour the whole bottle of Trimec on your lawn and it won't kill your grass.
Okay.
It kills broadleaf weeds, which is a dicot. It kills dicots. The monocots are grasses that doesn't kill grasses.
Okay. Got a question.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I got a question then kind of with that. Can you still put on crabgrass preventer?
We just told you it was time to do it.
Time to do it.
You can put it on too early because it doesn't do any good, but you should put it on. It has to get activated by rain or watered in. So time to put your crabgrass preventer on.
Okay. Man, Dwayne, we've got a lot of questions from our listeners, so hopefully we can get through them. If we don't, we'll pick them up next week, but we'll take our time with some of these questions. But the first one is, I need to make my backyard more private. Instead of building a fence, what small trees, bushes, or plants would you suggest?
Well, that'll take the rest of the show.
We got time.
Well, you could make... you know, it's not so much a trend anymore, but it used to be you could plant a hedge, which would be planting a number of the same bushes in a row. That's like red twig dogwood, alpine currant, you know, bushes like that. So you can set a barrier there. Kind of the way to do it now is to lineate the edges of your garden or your yard, I mean, and put a variety of bushes there, and that'll kind of give you some privacy. There's a lot of small trees, like Japanese tree lilac, red bud, the dwarf lilac trees again, different, the grafted ones, hydrangea trees. There's dwarf maples. So if you need ideas, that's what I'm here for. They can give me a call or send me pictures, and I'll be glad to help them out with their backyard.
All right, good answer. How about this one? This person says they have a Rocky Mountain ash tree planted about 15 years ago. Half is dead this spring. Should I cut off the dead branches, and what's wrong with it? Rocky Mountain ash tree.
I don't know what that is. Rocky Mountain, I must be a mountain ash that grows by the Rocky Mountains or something. But we have trees that grow here. Mountain ash, which is probably very similar to what they're talking about, is a very smooth bark tree, which means it doesn't protect itself very well, and oftentimes the sun beats down on that tree in the wintertime and the bark busts open. Mountain ash get that sun scald a lot, so if it has sun scald, got to clean that up and spray it with a wound balm that cleans that up. The other thing that mountain ash get really bad is borers. And you can tell if you have borers is if you have woodpeckers, that if you look on the trunk, the bark on the tree, you'll see little peck holes, and they're all in a row. And the peck holes are trying to peck out the borers. And if that's it, you need to treat that tree for borers, which you can put a systemic insecticide on the ground or spray your tree, and then put like a grease so those pet woodpeckers don't like to sit there and peck on your tree. I would bet that it has borers in it. Woodpeckers are trying to peck it out.
Okay. Let's see. I think you kind of answered. Well, I'm going to jump around with this question because you kind of talked about what causes the bark of young trees to crack and how can it be corrected?
It's called sun scald when it's cracking like that. It's from the sun beating down on the trunk of the tree in the wintertime, and the water in the water carrying tissue in the tree expands and contracts as it freezes, and it actually explodes, and that's why the bark opens up. You need, if you have a smooth bark tree, not on a younger tree, you need to wrap that, and that's why you wrap a tree in the fall, so in the wintertime it doesn't get that beat down on the sun. So wrap your tree in the fall.
Okay. All right, let's see. Where are we going here? What is the right time to prune back for Cynthia Bush? When is the right time to prune back for Cynthia Bush?
Forsythia is a early flowering bush in the spring. It's usually yellow. They're just getting done flowering. And a rule of thumb on anything, any type of bush, is right after it's done flowering, you should prune it back. So this is a perfect time to cut back your forsythia bush. Because what it'll do then, it'll produce new shoots for next year.
Okay.
And they'll flower again next year. So.
Okay.
And the other reason you do that is sort of the flowering. My other kind of smart comment would be, anytime you have a sharp pruning shears in your hand, is a good time to be pruning.
Okay.
Rule of thumb is, right after a plant is done flowering, you should prune it.
Okay. Do crushed oyster shells sprinkled around hostas help deter slugs or snails? Is that true or a wives' tale?
It's true. Anything that's sharp, okay, slugs are like a worm, and when you have something sharp on there and they crawl over it, they cut themselves and they bleed to death. Okay? What's usually used commercially is called diatomaceous earth, which is diatoms or little oyster shells, and you sprinkle that underneath your hostas and then you won't have slugs.
Hmm. Interesting.
The other way that they say you get rid of slugs is you put a shallow bowl underneath there and kind of bury it into the dirt and put beer in there. Slugs obviously like beer and they can't get out of their beer and they drown.
Okay. All right. Well, as we're talking here, some people sending me pictures that I just texted to you, Dwayne. They want to know if that ash tree looks normal, if you get a chance to look at the picture there. We were talking about ash trees earlier, and they have ash tree, and they want to know if that's normal.
Well, you got pictures of seeds?
Yeah, looks like. And another one? Yeah. Well, if the ash tree doesn't look normal, what's it look like?
The pictures you sent me,
yep,
aren't ash trees.
Oh, okay.
They're maple trees.
Oh, okay.
And those are, it's actually a Norway maple because of the seed shape. And
okay.
And plants produce seeds, so they, can be fruitful and multiply. And if trees are under stress, they'll produce more seeds.
Okay.
This tree looks like it's got lots of seeds on it. And when they kind of loosen up or get mature, they turn into helicopters, and they
yep.
float. So
okay.
You're going to have a lot of helicopters.
All right. Apologize if we didn't get to all the questions, but we're running out of time here. Dwayne, tell us again what's happening at Heather here before Memorial Day weekend.
But if they do have questions, they can call me. And I'm usually located in Dawson. If you want to call me in Dawson, my cell number is 320-226-4738. And you can give me a call and I'll answer your question. We're open in Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo from 8:30 to 5 o'clock. And Saturdays till 2 o'clock. So if you want to get hold of us,
okay,
be glad to help you out. We're doing lots of busy with graduation flowers and a lot of stuff in the greenhouse and starting up landscaping.
All right, got to run, Dwayne. Thanks again. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Everybody have a great Memorial Day.
All right, Dwayne Hasted with Heather Nursery and Greenhouse. That's another garden show for this week.
This is KLQP, Madison Dawson. News and weather up next, brought to you by your good friends at Heartland Eye Care Center in Dawson, Canby, and in Marshall.